Up next, we have Miss Aria.
I'm your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me, cause I'm impossible. There is nothing I can do when danger calls, just know.
Kim Possible and Aria, I love you. Like, this was just possibly one of the most well-rounded experiences I've had on the show thus far. This was not a song. This was an experience. I felt like I was in, like, song 3D.
Stereo.
The overall quality of your harmonies, which are always good, that's a given. But you stepped up your game with not making it, because sometimes it can feel like, oh, it's Aria, you know, her harmonies are going to be great. You, like, kicked it up a notch with your mixing here, because you're panning with, like the moving back and forth in my head.
Did she sing her harmonies?
I'm pretty sure most of those were
hers. Some of those were hers. All of them, most of them were hers.
Okay, never mind. Continue. I'll
now, my one thing about this song, though, was this song gets a little repetitive after a while, and I would have liked you to have shaved off maybe the last of those repetitive verses, because after a while it started feeling like the song that does not end Kim Possible version. So it was just like, after a while I was just like, okay, yeah, I've heard this, yeah, it's still good Aria, yeah, but I've heard this already. When's it gonna end? Then I looked up and it's like, oh my god, there's still like 30 seconds left here. When does this song ever end?
So maybe she could have done played around with it.
Yeah,
because
like I felt like there was
something.
Also a call me, beep me, if you want to reach me, that wasn't there. Because I love that in the song, and I don't think I ever heard it. So either some extra ads in the Liberty or shaving one of those things off, because this is a song, since it's so repetitive like that, it's not that hard to shave something, to just like find a spot to edit it, and it wouldn't really be, it would be pretty seamless, I think, because it would have been just as good shorter as it was long, but it just got repetitive. And that was really my only complaint here. Jeffers? As he starts coughing.
Sorry. Aria, I love that you chose a song. I'll be honest and say that sometimes you kind of fall into the classical, like, trap where you sing that style so well and you kind of rely on it that it gets a bit, well, not maybe not boring, but it gets a little repetitive hearing a similar kind of style over and over again. But I really love the fact that you did this song because it was so very different from the other things you've done so far. And I love the variety you've been showing us in this competition, Aria. And you're immune, so good job with that. And yeah, I thought some of the background vocals were already in the track, because she said that in the email, but I don't know what was her and what was the track. So
because I definitely heard some Aria. I definitely heard there was a couple.
Yeah, I heard some.
I heard some Aria in there definitely.
But like they meshed pretty well together, and that's a good thing that I couldn't really distinctively tell which was you and which was a track. So that was good. Mixing wise, I think your main vocals could have been a little bit louder because the background vocals got a little loud at certain parts. But that's just me being a bit nitpicky. Did she do the Kim Possible talking
yes.
line?
Yeah,
she did?
That was her. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. You make a good Kim, Aria. And I like that you used your like lower range in this song, and that was she gave it like a mature, hot, sexy spin on the song.
She was like, Kim Possible, the college years.
Yeah. But yeah, Aria, I like this a lot. Good job. I like it when contestants pick fun songs that are like, they stand out like this. Zo?
This was trippy. It was awesome. And I love Kim Possible. But yeah, I love the harmonies, how they were all stereo panning and whoosh, whoosh. I'm like, dude, where are are you okay? That was my hippie druggy moment.
Sel, are you high?
Okay, I was jamming to this thing. I'm like dancing in my chair. Yay for full version. I like this one. I don't have any real problems with it. Maybe a little upper on the main vocals, but other than that, I liked it. I was dancing. Okay, before I keep going.
Okay, are we all done?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Faded Phantom, you're next.
It's out with the old and in with the new. Goodbye, clouds of gray. Hello, skies of blue. A dip in the pool, a trip to the spa. Endless days in my shades. The whole world according to moi. Excuse me. Thank you. Iced tea imported from England. Lifeguards imported from Spain. Towels imported from Turkey. And turkey imported from Maine. I'm gonna relax and renew. You go do. I want fabulous. That is my simple request. All things fabulous. Where is my pink Prada tote? I need my Tiffany hairband. And then I can go for a float. Summer like never before. I want more. I want fabulous. That is my simple request. All things fabulous. Bigger and better and best. I need something inspiring to help me get along. I need a little fabulous. Is that so wrong? Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Read my
oh my god, she's like totally fabulous, you know what I'm saying? Oh my god.
Like, totally.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting dumber trying imitating this voice. I'm going to stop this now.
What?
So,
okay, I'm done too.
That was Faded Phantom with Fabulous from High School Musical 2, Sharpay's song. I thought this was a good choice for you, Faded. You captured the style well. For the overall song, it sounded less bratty than the original, in my opinion, and more cheerleader-ish.
What's the difference?
There is a difference. Like,
it's, I live in Katie. I live in Katie. It's
mature.
The same stuff.
She sounded more mature. Instead of, like, you know, Kitty. Anyway. Okay. So, I thought I liked your intro, Faded, and I thought your acting, singing, talking were matched Sharpay's character good. And I liked the little squeaking and the sliding you were doing up into some notes, because, like, when you would end the notes, she would start on the note and then slide it up into a squeak, and that was a nice touch for the song. It was nasal, but it fitted the song. It's hard to sing a Sharpay song like this without being nasal and still getting the character. So in this case, it was good that you were nasal. I like the line "perfect for me." I don't know where that was, but I just have that down. Some of the fabulouses in your choruses were a little flat. Just needed to get a little bit higher up in pitch. And like on the higher parts, I thought your irritating. You kind of lost it a little bit on the higher parts, but overall I thought this was a good job, Faded. It was a good choice for you, so yeah.
I actually like the emotion in this, and I already told the judges this, but this song makes me want to punch Sharpay on the bridge of her nose, where I not only kill her but also feel how hollow her head is.
You didn't add that part before. You just said touching the nose.
We can't have violence on Disney, though.
Yes, we can.
You're going to like put a giant Disney Channel logo on your face and like the whole area when you're punching her. She like tripped.
Do a Mike Wazowski on me. Some of your higher notes were a little iffy for me. But overall, I liked the bratty, cheerleading, evil person I want to punch in the face song. Ambi?
Oh, I didn't think it was going to come to me that quickly. Okay, this still had that kind of distance mixing issue that I have sometimes with your stuff, where it seems, and someone asked me to critique something from them the other day, and I told them something and it replies here. It's like, if your music was coming from your speakers, you're standing like 2 feet behind the speakers, so the music is reaching me first before your voices, and it sounds distant. Words from it. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that that's partially because you're recording in a very echoey space, but I think that you can cover that a bit more with some more intensive mixing, with some balancing with the mixing.
I actually had a mixing tutorial that I still haven't finished, but a quick fix you might want to try, Faded, is try put on a bass boost on your vocals. It's in Audacity's of presets. Keep it down about 5 or 6 decibels, and I think it will help your quality a lot.
Yeah, just because the music doesn't overpower you volume-wise, but intensity-wise it does at times. And it's an ongoing note, and I think it's time that we try and fix it. Let's work together to fix this. I thought this was vocally pretty good, and you had that really prissy, Sharpay-y thing down with it. But I do agree with Jeffers that it was a bit less bratty. I have down here, it didn't grow to that like intense, like gimme, gimme everything. Because especially in the part where like the this won't do, I need more, I need. It should have built a bit more and it didn't. It started at one level and it could have gone further, but it didn't. I feel like I give this note a lot. It went a little bit towards the end and I forget where it was when you're like belting out the I need fabulous and the towards the end it went there, but it was a big jump then because it was like it's in here, it's on this level, and then all of a sudden it's like bam and there was no progression to the bam. I would have liked a little intense growth to the pits, the bam. But overall I thought this was pretty good, Faded. I think the biggest obstacle you have to jump over is your performances are always really good. You need to jump over the mixing hurdle next. That's your homework to work on.
See you next Sunday.
next Sunday.
Jeff can be your tutor.
Friday.
Yeah, not Sunday, because then she'd be disqualified. Yeah.
Okay, are we done here?
Done.
Class is finished.
And last but not least for tonight, Miss Merryfeather.
That was Merryfeather with Oodalay, the PB&J Otter theme song from Playhouse Disney. Yes. Okay. I could figure it out as soon as it started saying words, so I was happy. This is another one of Merryfeather's homemade arrangements, and I have to ask, do you live in a music store, or is this MIDI?
This is amazing for homemade.
Yeah.
I only have, like, three main notes. It's pretty. But this seems more like a calmer version compared to the original, because it's not as upbeat. I'm sorry. And you're missing the underlaps of PB&J, which I think is what you had with the bass playing it.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the song at first, but like...
Because she was missing that one part, one of those, I don't know if it's called underlines or overlaps.
Right.
But she was missing that PB&J, and I think that's what the bass was plucking out.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was pretty. And I like the instrumentation, the instrumental. Ambi?
Yeah, I liked it. Wow, going with Playhouse, interesting.
Yeah.
I never noticed how much this sounds like the Doug theme song.
Do 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 do.
When she started doing like the do 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 that part, I was like, this kind of sounds like the Doug theme song, especially when Merryfeather sings
it. Really?
I thought it did. I was like, wait. I felt there were parts that were very, 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 very slightly off sync between, like, the two vocals that you had going on. Not so much that I was like, oh, God, that is so wrong, but enough that it made me question. I don't know. Maybe it was just, like, subtle differences in the two lines. Because it didn't sound clony. It sounded like two separate things, but at the same time, they weren't, like, completely synced together at times. I really liked that kind of subtle energy at first. When the music popped and kind of got a bit more upbeat, I think that you should have gotten the same with it, because you were still kind of subtle, and it should have been a bit bigger.
It's a kid's show. So.
Yeah, and kids, children and children's theater is big, 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 big,
it's like,
big, 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 huge, like to the point where you don't think you'd go any bigger and then go bigger still. But like I said, it was nice at first in that intro-y section, but then once you got to the intensified part, it should have really been epic, sick, huge. I really, 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 really like that kind of, my note is so horrible, African chant a la Circle of Life lady.
Yeah, I have the same note. This sounds African at the beginning.
It was like African chant, like Swahili or something, and I loved that. Yeah. I loved that. I thought that was great, and I thought that was some of the best vocals, because it kind of stood out among the other vocals. It was almost like a different quality or something to it, and it stood out, and it popped. And see, that pop that was there should have been with the rest of that section too, the other vocals in it. It that should have popped as much as that did. I was like, I feel horrible that I'm writing this note right now, but that's the only way I could describe it. So, overall, pretty good job. Jeffers?
Oh, dear. Mary Feather, this was very nice. I didn't recognize it until you actually went into the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do parts. Yeah, you kind of put like a different spin on the song, which is good. And I like how obscure your song choice was. It helped it stand out in the night of High School Musical-ness.
Yes.
So, my first note is, what is it? And then I got that. I like the part when you're doing the ooh, yeah, yeah, and doing those small little runs. I like that part a bit more than some other parts because it sounded more solid and grounded. Because some parts, they sound really nice and airy, but like at some parts, it didn't. I would have liked a bit more chest-powered, oriented singing. The ending was cute and good arrangement. your do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- kind of, that's interesting. But overall, I like this a lot too. So good job, Mary Feather.
Can't talk right now.
Thank you for not doing High School Musical.
We better move on before Jeffers chokes to death.
Done.
There's no death in Disney.
Except Mufasa.
And Maleficent.
And Gaston.
He died.
And Facilier, who actually is killed on screen. Well, no. He is dragged to hell.
He's dragged into the place with the things.
With the pretty dolls.
Vacationing someplace. Let's move on.
Are we still rolling?
Yeah.
Are we still rolling?
Results time. Bum, 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 bum.
Bitty bong.
It's a Disney Channel star that's going to be chopped off this week.
None of that. So, once again, the immune people from last night were Russ and Arya. And amazingly enough, Arya, you were the winner tonight as well. And you were not only immune, but you were the winner tonight as well. So you really didn't need the immunity, but you had anyways.
Yay!
So, and because Russ is our hero, you are also immune, Russ. So yay to you too.
Yay, you two are immune.
Although it was very good week to win immunity.
Yeah.
But
you would have been in trouble, Russ, if you hadn't gotten immunity last night. You probably would.
Yeah, this was not a good week. But so, that's okay, because you're going to come back next week. Yeah.
Middle ground was really large for me this week. Really big. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first save of the night is like second place, going to the top eight. I can't believe we're in the top eight already. My God. Yeah. Is going to be Omi Pride 09.
Girl, I wanted to save him.
Haha, I saved him.
Okay, so my choice is Traviata.
My choice would be Mary Feather.
Right, okay. And my choice is going to be Faded Phantom.
Meaning we have our last three contenders.
Our bottom three currently, who have not been chosen yet, are Princess Clary, Sharp Cookies, and JC. One of the three of you is going home.
Which is kind of shocking because these three usually... Yeah, they've done really good in the past, so... It's a hard week. So my next save is going to go to Princess Clary.
Ooh, which means that the final pick is to you, Miss.
And it's the duet.
Oh my God,
and
yes!
It's the duetting partners, too. Oh, this is sad.
I didn't realize that. That's sad. Now they have to go, I hope I was better than you. You suck. They're looking at each other.
No way. They're so nice.
It makes me sad that I have to say goodbye to one of you.
Yeah.
We say this all the time. It's hard to cut somebody on the show. It breaks our hearts and everything.
But it is a competition. So far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yank the band-aid, Zell. Go.
And the last save for the night is JC.
Which means.
So sorry, Sharp Cookies.
Yeah. It's really sad to see you go because you had some amazing performances on this show, but this week just wasn't. This was a hard week. Yeah. Cut a lot of people out of like their comfortable area.
Yeah.
For your downfall.
If it makes you feel any better, Cookies, next week might screw some people up still.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, come on, what are you guys going to do to us now?
And there's no immunity, so you're double screwed.
I was going to say that, Cookies, this is some of the things you've done for this show is like the best I've heard you ever. So good job on that. So yeah, you've improved a lot.
We've seen a change in you. Because she changed me a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, good job, Cookies. You did very good in this competition, and I hope you audition again next season if we have one.
Probably not until next summer.
Probably not. Yeah, yeah, not for a while. But not for a long. Yeah. Anyway, so on to the next theme, guys.
Once again, there is no immunity. Immunity's over, so this is the main challenge theme.
Think of it like a continuation of the early rounds where we did Renaissance and then Classic.
Yes, because now this is going to be contemporary Disney, which is Disney from 2000 to present day. So anything from 2000 to present day. So it kind of overlaps with the last theme, but it's a bit broader because you can do pretty much anything that Disney did in this time. We did talk over a couple of things, such as there are a lot of movies where they use songs in the movies that are not originally made for the movie, but they're using it, such as, example, Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch uses a lot of Elvis songs. There was a couple other ones that did this too. I think Cars does it. I think Home on the Range does it.
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little does it too.
Chicken Little
does
it a lot.
There's a couple of things like that where they use it. We're going to allow you to use songs by these artists that were not originally made for the Disney movies, but only if they were used in the movie. And you must use the version that was used in the movie. For example, again with Lilo and Stitch, there are a lot of Elvis songs, but there are Elvis songs that are not the Elvis version. Such as Burn in Love was not the Elvis version, it was a Winona Judd version. Can't Help Falling in Love, Elvis song, 18's cover version. You must do the version that was in the movie. So this is going to do a little bit of researchy kind of stuff if you want to go that route. Or you could just sing something that was made for something. What are some of the other exceptions we're making, guys?
One other exception we're making is Broadway stages. We're allowing those again. For like Tarzan and Little Mermaid, they have to be the musical version. I know Stage Stars has Little Mermaid done. So
and there are some Tarzan ones out there because I've heard them because I want people to sing Tarzan.
Oh, dear.
Appease her.
What if we get like a Tarzan overload? Another thing you can use is we are allowing the Alice in Wonderland 2010 version. So the Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, but it has to be the song in the physical soundtrack. Now, I know they have an album called Almost Alice where they have a compilation of different songs recorded by people that were inspired by the movie, but you can only sing it if it was physically in the movie itself. So the only song that would count is Alice by Avril Lavigne that was played in the credits. Mm-hmm. There might be a couple other loopholes in the ruling. But if you have anything that's a bit sketchy, please, please ask us. Mm-hmm.
Ask us no matter what. Yeah. How about that? Just ask us.
No, because there are some people that are just going to go, oh, I know I can do this and just be done with it. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going to sing things from, like, Princess and the Frog or something like that.
But if it's something not directly not obvious, please ask us.
Yeah.
We prefer to be safe and repetitive than sketchy and DQ. Mm-hmm. That'd be sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't want any DQs.
DQ's bad. Mm-hmm. And what's the due date on this?
October 29th, 11:59 EST PM.
What she said.
She's good. I think that's it, guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is us on Disney Channel. Insert the little whoosh, whoosh, whoosh wand thingy.
Okay.
I'm
going to go over here now. Have a good night,
everybody. You know what
everybody.
I'm talking about?
Good night, y'all.